impact now do you find that the OCD, the nonverbal learning disabilities, the Tourette's have on you now after having been through almost 4 years of college?
It's difficult. A lot of times you need to learn to compensate, but the Tourette's and OCD have gotten much better, and the nonverbal learning disabilities, I think, are the thing that stand out the most. It's still hard to get writing started. Reading takes longer, and things just take longer in general with the processing
speed. The processing speed is still slow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with writing, do you type?
I do type.
Do you type Hunt and Peck, or do you type like ASDF?
Yeah, I type ASDF.
Regular, standard, traditional typing.
And I also have a dictation microphone that I'll sometimes use if I get stuck.
Like Dragon Dictates, or mm-hmm. one of those kinds of programs?
Right, MacDip.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you may be aware, I also have my own written language issues and dysgraphia. And one of the things that I required both of my boys to do when they turned 11 was to learn how to touch type.
Mm-hmm.
No hunting and pecking, but touch mm-hmm. typing. When they turned 11, they both did, and they type everything today. And I type, last time tested, I was 80 words a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely what saved me going through college.
Right.
And the other thing is how to get your thoughts down on paper and the organization. And I realized someone working with me, I think maybe it was Diana King, said, don't try to put your thoughts on paper right away. Ask yourself the question and then tell yourself the answer. Talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a discussion with yourself and then try to log in what you told yourself.
Right.
And I would start that out. Then you have to move things around. But that's good. Now, so the OCD and the Tourette's are kind of under control. And you told me that's in part due to some medication. You're taking medication now.
Mm-hmm. For OCD, correct.
And what's the name of that medication?
Lexapro.
Lexapro, and does that have a generic name or?
It's a fairly, it's very similar to Celexa, but I believe it's still in brand name.
I see. All right, and then you were telling me that there's a new area of research with regard to Tourette's. Now you're not involved in that research; you've just been reading about it. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
And what is that new area of research?
It's called CBIT. It stands for Cognitive Behavioral Intervention Therapy. And what it aims to do is take the same cognitive behavioral therapy that's been used in OCD and depression and try to translate that into a method of using it for Tourette's. And what it really focuses on is the premonitory urge that a lot of people with Tourette's get, and that it's kind of a feeling that occurs before a tic.
So before a tic, there's oftentimes a little urge that kind of you almost feel?
Correct, yes. Kind of like a lot of people describe it. This, the feeling you get before you sneeze, oftentimes someone will say, hold on 1 second, I'm going to sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that feeling, that sense, that comes before the actual sneeze.
I see.
So the hypothesis of the research was that if we can suppress that premonitory urge, then we should be able to suppress the tic. If we can stop that sensation, some people hold their nose, we should be able to stop the sneeze. And that has been working very successfully. There was a huge study done at Johns Hopkins with John Walkup and Doug Woods with that research.
This is fascinating. You are staying on top of the research in this area, even though it's not being used with you, but you're staying current on everything that's going on, it sounds like,
mm-hmm.
with all of the different disabilities of sorts. And do you consider them to be disabilities for you?
I think at a point in time they hindered, and that to some degree they still hindered parts of my life, but I think it's really a learning experience. I think the OCD helped me when I was going through the hearing understand the law, just the way the law is written, a very systematic and detail-oriented fashion, and that's the way I think.
You mean because of the OCD you were able to do a better job of understanding the law than perhaps someone else?
I believe so.
You believe so? Fascinating. Impressive. I think there's some truth to that, because, you know, I've shared with you, I have a touch of OCD in me, and if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be as obsessional about some things and mastering mm-hmm. concepts of the law. So you are in your last year now, and what's your major?
I'm a philosophy major in psychology.
Philosophy and psychology. And I know at one point you were really thinking about going into law school mm-hmm. in education law, civil rights law,
mm-hmm.
and that was a year or so ago, and now you've expanded your horizons a little broader.